But first, our top story, the horrific murder of Raja Raghuvanshi. His wife, Sonam, is the prime suspect. Could this be a love triangle? What are some of the new leads in this case, which has truly gripped the nation?
Meghalaya police has got its suspects in the most high-profile case it has handled in recent times. The killing of Indore's Raja Raghuvanshi in East Khasi Hills. It took them 7 days to crack the case after Raja's decomposed dead body was found on June 2nd. The cops codenamed a probe into the case Operation Honeymoon.
See, from the day the body was found, just in Lash Mila tha, so we had a case was registered and SIT was formed. We had named this Operation Honeymoon. Though 5 to 6 members were there in the SIT, but the core members, I mean, the whole group for investigation where all the boys were there. There was about 15 to 20 boys actually involved in this investigation. Hundreds and hundreds of homestays out here. Mm-hmm. Profiling all these people which match that and all that. Mm-hmm. Then technical analysis. Mm-hmm. Everything pieced together. That's mm-hmm. how we came about and zeroed down on the culprits. Yeah.
The task ahead for Meghalaya police is to make a watertight case, given the fact that there has been outrage in the state over the negative portrayal of the state and its people during the days Sonam was missing in mainstream and social media. But now people in Meghalaya also want justice for Raja.
A couple came on their own or ye teen aadmi baad mein aaya tha. 21st.
21st ko 21 mai ko aaye the.
Teen aadmi. Pehla ye log Guwahati mein tha, then after that they stayed in Nongriat. Uh-huh. And from Nongriat then they came up together and phir ye kaand kiya tha. From what we've come to know that yes, she went to Indore, but we'll confirm that.
The probe ahead will involve presenting Sonam and other suspects in local court. Interrogation and cross-examination of all the key characters to join the dots. Crime scene recreation will be an important part of the probe. Meghalaya police will try to fast-track the probe to file the charge sheet quickly. With Mukesh Singh Sengar and Ratnadeep Chaudhary, Bureau Report, NDTV.
Well, my colleague Saurav Gupta has been tracking the story. He is in Meghalaya. He joins us now. Saurav, I'm now told that all four accused will reach Delhi from Indore on an aircraft tonight and will be in Guwahati tomorrow and then on to Shillong, right?
That's right. It's a long journey to Shillong. And of course, this is something that the Meghalaya police will be waiting for because a lot of interrogation remains to be done. There are a lot of unanswered questions that we've asked on NDTV as well. But what seems to be pretty clear is that the involvement, or at least a hand, in the murder of Raja Raghuvanshi, they suspect that Sonam Raghuvanshi, the wife, has played a role. And that is because of the CCTV footage. One of the crucial aspects that my colleague Ratnadeep, Mukesh and I'll be reporting on is the police depending on electronic evidence, including CCTV footage. And at one point in the CCTV footage, Sonam Raghuvanshi, the wife, is seen with the three accused. And that's where the police believe they have a clinching case. That Raja Raghuvanshi, by then, they believe would have already been eliminated. And, of course, the body being found, Sonam now obviously alive. It was earlier a search for her as well. But once Raja Raghuvanshi's body was found and once the police got wind of the fact that she was not actually there and that she was perhaps on the run, this case really turned around. And that's when the police believe that it became a murder investigation, with the suspect also being Sonam Raghuvanshi. But they did not reveal that at all. They kept the chase on. They kept the search on as well, so that nobody got wind of the investigation and which direction it was headed in until they actually had enough evidence on their hands and had enough time to sort of nab the accused. And also by then, Sonam, who was under pressure, is believed to have surrendered in Ghazipur in UP. And now we, of course, know that the investigation takes place. But this is now a more challenging task for the Meghalaya police. They'll have to put all of these things together. What is now theory has to be built into an airtight case and presented in court with proper legal evidence. And that's the challenging part often in crime murder investigations, which the Meghalaya police will now have to undertake. Meanwhile, the people that we've spoken to throughout the day say that they are relieved. Relieved because a lot of them have suffered. Businesses have suffered because it was being projected that Meghalaya was unsafe. That's not the case. At least they say with this revelation, and they held a candlelight vigil to mark respect and to pray for the departed soul of Raja Raghuvanshi, because they believe he was just an innocent tourist who, like millions of others, come here to have a good time, but unfortunately died in this tragic manner, perhaps at the hands of his wife, with whom he was on a honeymoon.
All right, Saurabh, thanks very much for sharing all of those details. Busy couple of days ahead for the police and indeed for our journalists who continue to track this story. All right, well, joining us now, very much somebody who's overseen a lot of what has taken place, the Chief Minister of Meghalaya, Conrad Sangma, for his first interview on this, on the subject and on this horrific murder which has taken place. Mr. Sangma, thanks very much for being with us. There are so many unanswered questions, and I'm very keen to know what you think of where this is all leading. The first question is this: what could the motive be behind this murder? If Sonam Raghuvanshi had wanted to avoid getting married, why did she appear to play along, get married, and then instigate something like this?
These questions, of course, are very difficult for us to answer. And the statements are going to be taken very soon. Only then will the real picture come out. But, of course, on a preliminary basis, on whatever facts we have gathered, minus the statements that will be made by the concerned people, it looks like, of course, that there was aspect of some kind of love angle to it from the woman's side, from the wife's side. And that most probably has led to the situation. And, of course, what has prompted her to marry and then go ahead with this, those are circumstances which, of course, are beyond my jurisdiction or my knowledge to really reply, because those are circumstances that happened way before they had come here. But, of course, as I said, in principle, we can clearly make out that there is a kind of a love triangle kind of an issue out here, which most probably led to this incident.
You know, part of that, and I'll get to that love triangle in just a moment, but the information we now have is that the assailants, those who allegedly killed Raja Raghuvanshi, met him at Bangalore Airport on a connecting flight, apparently to Shillong, and that Sonam had initially offered 4 lakh rupees, raised that amount to 20 lakh rupees. Is the information that you have, does that suggest that these assailants had befriended Raja Raghuvanshi, they had essentially followed him to Meghalaya, and then at some stage carried out this murder?
Based on whatever facts that we have till date, I don't want to go into the other facts in the sense of where they had met and how the travel plan took place. Because as I said, these are statements are still being collected. There is information still being collected. My statement would maybe unnecessarily bring in more confusion. So I will refrain from speculating or trying to go into different aspects. But yes, they were present there. They were very much in Meghalaya. It looked like they had, you know, traveled together, in the sense that they were at least there in Meghalaya together. And when they were moving around in different locations, especially just before late Raja was killed, that time, of course, they were walking together, is what the last report that was given to us. But as I said, regarding the travels from different locations, those are all being collected. So I'll refrain from going too much into details.
You know, Mr. Sangma, it said that both Sonam and Raja had a large amount of gold and jewelry on them, cash on them as well. What do you make of that?
Well, again, of course, jewelry and cash is can be there when for an individual, especially when they're traveling and they're on their honeymoon. Under what motive did they carry it with them and bring it all the way to Shillong and then to Sora? Again, as I said, is something that the wife, Sonam, will have to reply to that. But yes, they had, the gold and, different kind of jewelry and also cash. So that is, of course, there. And it could suggest that, of course, that there was some thought process of taking that. But again, as I said, that will only be determined once we get the full statements from the people who have committed the crime.
No, absolutely, Mr. Sagman. This is at a very preliminary stage, and we appreciate that. And we appreciate you, you know, sort of speaking to us. Something else which also came up is that Sonam's brother was also apparently in Shillong for a long period of time. He eventually lost touch with Sonam. He felt that she had been abducted. Was he the person who had actually alerted the police in the first instance on Sonam missing and Raja missing as well?
Yeah, yes, information came from different sources. We got information that they were missing from different individuals, the family, of course. And that, of course, led to a very large search, which was done, as I was mentioning, even in different channels earlier also, that, villagers just came out and everybody was in the field. And this the body was found 15 kilometers away from where the vehicle was parked. So you can well imagine how much they must have trekked. And this, I'm talking about 15 kilometers in mountainous area. So it was very complicated. And yes, as I said, the information came from the family and other individuals that they were missing.
And you do believe that there was a third person involved, that there was a love interest of hers, allegedly, Raj Kushwaha. And one of the shocking sort of assertions which have been made is that this Raj Kushwaha was apparently present with Sonam's family at a particular stage. So it appears that, he was sort of mixing with them, he knew them, there was some sort of an association.
Yes, definitely. And the police will, of course, has already made some statements. I'll refrain from going into all the details. But even during the visit there, she was constantly in touch with this Mr. Raj. And Sonam was continuously messaging at the same time, even sharing information in terms of location and so on and so forth. So all of these facts are there. And definitely there was a past, there is a history to their relationship. There is no doubt about it. The question is whether that is what has led to this particular murder is really the question that everybody is asking. And I guess it'll be clearer once the interrogation and the statements are taken from the concerned individuals.
In fact, Mr. Sangma, what you are referring to is particularly important because we do know that the Meghalaya police was, they were very persistent in their investigations. They went into call data records. They went possibly into messaging and things like that as well. And therefore, this past history was established by the police, right? And it's largely
That's right.
on the basis of this past history, including messages, as you suggest, between Raj Kushwaha and Sonam while she was in Meghalaya, that the police believe that this was, a love interest who was involved. Am I right in that?
Yes, to a large extent. We were tracking all of this, and the police and all of us were very much aware of what's happening, but we refrained from going too much in public, though there was a lot of pressure on us. But in the interest of the investigation and ensure that we closed all angles, the police was very, very careful in not letting any information out, though a lot of this information was available in the early stages. And that's the reason why we kept saying that we are very much on it and that we will get to the root of this. And we were very confident also. And as I said, everything was based on facts and on evidence and on technology-based evidence.
Just one or two more questions, because I realize that, you're being careful and cautious about what you're saying. As I understand it, right now, Sonam is being taken to all of those places to help the police recreate, the circumstances. And how crucial is that process?
Well, that is going to be very crucial, of course, from the crime perspective. And, of course, the police will be very, very careful because, number one, it is obviously a matter of life and death. And, a person being killed and murdered is not a small thing. So, and the number two, of course, the fact that this has become more of a national news. And therefore, from all aspects, the police also is very, very careful. They would like to make sure that we don't take anything for granted, and all the aspects of everything from the evidence to all the proof will be, looked at in detail, and all the processes will be followed.
Now, the family, of course, Sonam's family claims that she is being framed. They have said that she was taken back to Uttar Pradesh and she was drugged. In fact, when she was found, that's another strand in this. Does the police believe there is any truth in that, or is that a cover?
See, I've mentioned this even to the other press as well as my police team, that the family is going through a lot, and therefore one has to understand also the kind of mental stress that they're in. And therefore, I have refrained from reacting to what they've said. As they settle down and as they're able to understand the evidence that is there, I'm sure they will also see the truth in all the points that we're making. But having said that, it's very clear from all the evidence that has been collected that there was there's very little evidence to suggest that there is any kind of drugs being used. Even when there was, I think the medical record was done and tests were done, there were no traces and so on and so forth. And all the records, in fact, of the movement also are there with the police and how the movement took place during the return from Sora to then to Shillong, Assam, Guwahati, then further. So therefore, all those records are there and how the movement took place, everything is there. But as I said, it will be not correct for me to speak much about it because the investigation is still on and police is keeping a very detailed watch on each one of these things.
But Mr. Sangma, tell us from a larger standpoint, as somebody who's equally shocked by whatever that has happened, as you know, has taken place, here is a young woman educated from a respectable family, in Indore, then there is a young man. It's an arranged marriage that's entirely common in our society. But it just seems implausible that people with this background would actually choose, be forced to go ahead with this marriage. If she had such a problem with it, she always had the option of not getting into it. But to actually push this to a stage of murder, given the background of these two, to me, that's the most shocking aspect of this.
No, I agree with you in this entire thought process. But I guess that's not for me to really go into, this discussion, because it's a larger social aspect. And that's something, I guess the families have to see, and how the society, and as you said, it's something that is common in our society, and therefore it's not something that doesn't happen. But I guess things didn't go the way it should have. There was a very strong emotional aspect attached to it. Really, it's a larger debate that needs to be made from a family's point of view when marriages take place. But as I said, I'm not the person to comment on that. It's a much larger social issue, which I've seen some debates in the media about this aspect of how, the marriages and all these aspects are being talked about. So I guess it's a larger social aspect which needs to be debated at a larger level.
One final question, and I know I've kept you waiting. Some thoughts on the role of your police force. The fact that they pursued this was a body which wasn't found for days on end, this woman disappeared. There were so many unanswered questions. Tell us about how the police worked so hard to crack it. And do you believe, and do they believe, that this is an open and shut case?
I've said it from day one that I have full trust in my police and my team. I had, reviewed this entire thing, and whatever inputs I received, we were very sure that we are on the right track. The police was very careful not to let it out unless it would raise alarm bells and would make people, aware, and then the people who were involved, that is. And therefore, they did an excellent job. And I think what is more critical is that the pressure under which they did it was what was remarkable. And that is really something you have to give real credit to them. The team did an excellent job. They were cool, they were calm, they were focused, they went on evidence-based. And I can tell you, they didn't have much sleep either. So they've been really working hard at this. And really, I congratulated them and the entire team. They've done an excellent job. And I think what is important is what they did was not just for the police, or for this crime, But what they did was something that has really reinforced the image of our state, the image of our people, and the image of the Northeast in general. And I think that is really the larger message that the police has of Meghalaya has been able to give to the rest of the country.
All right, Mr. Sagma, it is indeed fantastic police work that we've gotten to the stage that we can actually have this conversation. Let's hope that there is justice for the man who's been killed, for his family, and for all of us watching. But there are so many unanswered questions. This is just such a shocking case. Thank you, Mr. Sagma, very much for being with us.